Welcome to Thundercast, the official AO Manchester Thunder podcast. And welcome to Bellevue, the Thunderdome as it's known. I'm Lindsay, and as we hit the mid-season in the Netball Super League, it's time to get under the skin of AO Manchester Thunder on game day. So get your trainers on, do a few lunges, we're going in. Right, here I am standing on the court just next to the sideline. I'm commentating the AO Thunder game against NIC Leeds Rhinos today. It should be a spicy local derby, the Battle of the Roses, some call it. And I can see here the crowds are coming in now, they're filling up the seats, the PA system's going as well, we've got some warm-ups happening. But what's it really like for the players getting ready for these big home matches? Well, look, I'm going to take you right inside AO Manchester Thunder. So follow me. I have taken my moment and I've gone for it because I've sneaked into the Manchester Thunder changing room for the first time ever. I've never been in here before and it is brilliant. Everyone has got their place. All the dresses are hanging up in the yellow and black. All the names, Amy Carter, I can see. Quick decision making, it says underneath her name. Here I've got Sophie Fawn, shoot from anywhere fast. And then I've got shoot from anywhere strong. And that is under the name of a very special player. Four times Netball Super League winner, one time Suncourt Super Netball winner, fan favourite, it's Eleanor Cardwell, and she's right here. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me. Very excited to chat with you today.
Oh, we are delighted to have you on Thundercast. And I've got to say, back home, back with AO Manchester Thunder, and back to full game time after your injury. How does that feel, Elle?
It feels amazing. I feel like it's been a long time coming. I've worked really hard to get back on the court, and just being able to put out full game performances, it's just... Yeah, I've just been really working hard for it. So it's really nice that it's finally happened.
And I think many of the Thunder fans, many of us have been on that journey. Obviously, you've been living and breathing every day of it. But we've followed that and we've seen the ups and the downs and the mental agility that you've had to have. A lot has happened in the last 18 months. What would you say is your goal now and how has that changed?
I don't think my goals have necessarily changed. I think my long-term goal was to get to Commonwealth Games. I've always been aiming towards that. Obviously, short term, we want to win the Super League.
Absolutely. She says it with a smile, but I know that she means it. It's steely in there. Many differences between the Netball Super League and the Suncourt Super Netball over in Australia where you've been playing. First of all, why did you want to come back? You know, apart from seeing my face, apart from being back here in this changing room, like what were the reasons behind that?
I think I was just really missing home. I think the situation that I was in the last year at Mavs, being injured, being away from home, feeling very vulnerable in that space, I think I just knew it was time for me to come home. There's so much more to netball at the end of the day. And yeah, it just meant I could be a more well-rounded person rather than solely netball, solely focusing on my injury. So it's been really nice just being able to come home and be in Eleanor again.
And it's wonderful to have you. And obviously you are a fan favourite. You know, when you first took to court, the cheer went up, didn't it? You know, and do you hear those moments when you're playing?
I definitely heard it the first few games. And I remember saying to people, like, I wonder if this will just keep going because it's really nice. but yeah, I think it has lowered down a little bit. But yeah, because everyone else in this team is incredible. And I feel like everyone in this team are fan favourites, to be honest. Yeah, the Thunder fans are incredible and they just really cheer on every single one of us.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think the atmosphere at games is something special at Thunder. Talk to me about the sort of plan here back then in the UK, because the netball out there in Australia, it's the best in the world, isn't it? What's it like to then come back into this league?
Yeah, it is different. Like, obviously, it differs from team to team, depending on if the athletes still work full-time or part-time. Like that, it really depends for which club you're at. I know for Thunder, we obviously do a lot of training in the evening, so that's very different compared to SSN. And it's like the little things away and off-court that I still think the Super League can catch up on a little bit. But I do feel like the performances, the level of the netball, it certainly has closed the gap a lot. Since I first went out to Suncorp, I'd noticed the big difference from Super League to Suncorp. And now playing, I'm like, it's obviously there is still a gap, but we've definitely closed it in this league.
Tell me a little bit more about that. And I think one of the things I'm interested in is the physicality, because when we watch you play, I love watching you play, you know, because I see a lot in your face and the claw goes out and you grab it in. And playing out in Australia, the physicality is pretty full on. Like, you've got players literally all over you. Yeah. Is there a difference between that over there and here, and is that changing?
There definitely is a difference, I would say. I have noticed the amount of people have commented on how aggressive I am in Super League, but I never got those comments in Sun Cup. So I think that kind of says a lot. You just get that. You have to be that person over there, because otherwise the defenders are just going to eat you alive. So that certainly is a difference, but the intensity has increased over here. The fight for it has certainly increased. I think that helps becoming professional netballers, and more people able to put more of their time and effort into training and stuff like that means that we have better athletes now. And also, it's a different form of netball. Over in Australia, they kind of all play the same way, whereas here we've got a lot. We've got feisty players, we've got athletic players, we've got people with a bit of flair as well, which is really nice to have in the league compared to the Australia League.
I think you've got loads of flair as well. We see different parts of your game come out each week, which is just wonderful. Give me one thing then, because you're right, we are on that journey towards fully professional and what that means. And over in Australia, they're already doing that. If you could change one thing about this league to sort of bring us into line, because it's going to take time, like, what would be the one thing right now that you think we could do?
It's hard because it's... To be honest with you, you need to pay the athletes more. That, I think that is, and obviously with that, you need to have more sponsorships. And I think allowing the players to then put all of their time and effort into the netball is going to make the biggest difference, because they're not having to concentrate on, okay, I've got training at 10 p.m, I've got to get up at 6 a.m. for work, or I've got to leave work early to get to training on time, and when am I going to fit in training because I've got such a full-time schedule, I've got to do 40 hours a week of work. And I think having that mental load off them is going to help massively, but also the physical load then can up, because they're also able to add a lot more recovery, because there is probably very little recovery going on in the Super League at the minute, because everyone's just on the feet, go, go, go all the time, because they're having to earn the money to be able to live as well as being able to perform.
Absolutely fascinating. Thank you. And it is all going on as well in this changing room as we chat. I saw Lois Pearson just walk in a minute ago. So let's think about Thunder. We're in the middle of the season now, aren't we? Somehow we've reached the middle of the season. What is the group vibe, and how do you hope to push on in the second half of the season?
The group vibe's really good. I think we are building. We've always said, obviously, we only had a few training sessions before the start of the season, so it's been really nice to have everyone. We've only had one game with a full 10. So today's going to be another game with a full 10, which is really exciting. That is a theme for us. We're still building. Like, we've not seen our full potential yet, which is incredibly exciting. Each week someone different has performed, which it's not just been relying on one person. So that's an incredible position to be in going ahead in the second half of the season.
And do you think it's a question of all those aspects beginning to come together, but also like having to come together now, because you only get two cracks at each team?
Yeah, definitely. And now we've faced everyone, we now know going into the next half what we need to do to combat. We've built our homework up. We've done a lot of analysis on the teams, and yes, we did that before the last games, but now we have concrete evidence of what beats them or what doesn't beat them. So I think now we have had our heads switched on, but now it's even more like, get your head switched in the game. What can we do now to push on and to bring new aspects into our netball to face the opposition?
Well, look, I'm going to push you on that, because you're an experienced player. You're used to talking to the media as well. And you sort of touched on it there, but do AO Thunder know how to beat Lightning and to beat Pulse? Do they know how to do it? That's not necessarily saying they will do it, but we haven't seen Lightning be beaten this season. Is there a way through with that team?
Yeah, there definitely is. We didn't feel great after the Loughborough game, but I think on reflection and watching it back, we didn't play our best netball. And yes, they're a very clinical team, and if they win any ball, they're going to take it as a goal. They're very accurate. But we won probably the most ball we've won in a long time against Loughborough, which is exciting, because then our attack wasn't really taking it through to goal, or we weren't scoring off our turnovers. So we have the things we need to beat them. It's just putting it out there. And we're doing it every single week in training. It's just putting it out there on the court, to be honest with you. And the mentality of, yes, that we can do it. I think that's a huge thing for this Thunder team. Like, we are a new team, but we can go out there and we can beat them. Yes, we're established, but who cares? Let's just go beat them.
Just brilliant stuff. Well, look, I can see more players coming in. Sophie Fawns is giggling down there, trying to keep really quiet. She's waving and miming. Hi. It's brilliant to see you as well. Karen Gregg poked her head in. She's gone again. It's safe to say, what is the worst thing about Karen's training? What's the hardest thing?
The fact that it is hard. I think that's the worst bit about it. No, you know, every single week that you're going to come into training, you're going to be worked hard. You're going to have, if you've not had a good performance, you're going to have the hard truths. Law is exactly the same. If you've not done something good in a drill, you're going to be told that and you need to correct it the next time. So it's brutally honest, but it's also exactly what this team needs and, yeah, how we're going to win the league, to be honest with you.
Well, look, last couple of questions for you. It's always a joy to talk to you. It really is. We're just concentrating on the second half of the season, aiming for that top four. We'll think about semi-finals and finals after that. What are the key things that fans should look out for in the second half of the season?
I think we've seen glimpses of what Manchester Thunder can do. I think it's now putting consistent performances out every single week, and it's just seeing those connections fly, and the more we're getting comfortable with each other, the more confidence we'll get. So you'll see some more flair potentially coming in with the girls and a lot more confidence, especially in attack.
Can't wait to see it. Final question. It's on her finger. Come on, give us a look. Let me see the engagement ring. There it is. It's huge. It's sparkly. When's the wedding? And am I invited?
Unfortunately, there's no plans on a wedding yet. We've actually just bought a house, so the wedding plans are on the backbone. And Tom's very happy about that because it took him many years to actually propose. He was like, as soon as he proposes, like, right, now that gives me another 5 years for the wedding. So, it's on the backbone, unfortunately.
Well, look, and she very carefully avoided the am I being invited question quite right as well. Elle, it's always a joy to talk to you. Thank you so much. Your teammates are coming in. They need my position because I'm sitting in Sophie Fawn's booth. So I'm going to move. Wonderful to talk to you. Thank you.
Nice to speak to you too.
Right, well, now it's time on the podcast to let you, the amazing AO Manchester Thunder fans, take control in a section that I like to call Fanalysis. Copyright Lindsay Chapman, I came up with that. I'm very proud of it. Fan analysis. And a lot of the Super League coaches are talking about the midpoint of the season being really, really important. And all the teams have now played each other and they want to use the learnings and try and push on for the second half of the season. But what do you think? And how brilliant is this? I have got five people with me here ready to do their analysis. So I've got Claire Stanley and Hannah Giel and Flo, Izzy and Grace with me. This is mums and daughters and I absolutely love this. Tell me, Claire, why you bring Flo and the rest of the gang to see Manchester Thunder?
Our lives revolve around netball, to be fair. I've played and played for years, so she's been on the side of the court since being a baby in a carrier. Then me and Hannah coach Flo and Gracie and Izzy's team. So our life revolves now around them playing, taking them all over the place every week. And then Thunder's just done it dead nice for us to do together. We've had season tickets for the last three or four times. Love coming to the games, just a really nice thing to do, usually when they don't have a match on a Saturday. So, yeah, big fans.
And Hannah, tell me, when I got in touch with the group, you know, and I sort of knew you wanted to come on for analysis, I said, well, will you be at the game? And Claire was like, yeah, of course we will.
Absolutely, we're here. It's our first year, mine and Grace's first year, but we've been here at every match, really enjoying it. We tend to make a day of it, don't we? So Saturday is a great addition to our weekend of netball fun.
Well, look, I reckon I've got five experts with me, so let's jump straight into it. And Grace, I'm going to come to you first of all. Which players are you particularly watching this season and what have you seen that impresses you?
Probably Taylor McEvitt. She's like really positive on the court and like she picks up the team a lot.
She certainly does, doesn't she? I think she's possibly one of those players that goes under the radar a little bit, but she's there and she's dogging and she's doing her thing. She really makes a difference. Izzy, what position do you play?
Goal attack.
You're a goal attack. So who have you got your eyes on?
I like watching Sophie Fawns because I like seeing how she plays a lot as well.
And what do you think Sophie has brought to the team?
She's brought some different stuff to the circle. Like, she's a quite movie, like, ball attack, not, like, holding.
Absolutely. And it's great to have those options, isn't it? It's really opened things up. Let me come across to you, Flo. And I've been told, Flo, that you're pretty straight-talking. OK. So I would like to know, what have you seen from Thunder this year that's impressed you? But also, what would you like to improve, do you think?
I feel like all the home matches, we've had like a clean sweep. We haven't lost once. But I feel like at the start of the season, we had a bit of a slow start. Like at the Super Cup, we didn't win a single match. But now we're getting better and better because I think all the players have started to like almost fit together as a team a bit more.
Let me come to you two ladies then, to Claire and to Hannah. And you say you coach, is that right?
Yeah, so we coach at Hawks Netball Club. Hannah coaches there with me as well, and then I coach at Cheshire County.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so while I've got this brilliant expertise with me, let's get to it. Put yourself in the shoes of Karen Gregg, because we have had a couple of losses this season, Loughborough Lightning, London Pulse as well. That has to change, right? Yes, we're pushing for the top four, but we want to be at Co-op Live. And Loughborough Lightning, they've not been beaten. Can you see holes in that team where Thunder could make a difference?
I know everyone keeps saying, like, Karen Gregg's got a really good position to be in with the subs and the rotations. I actually think it's a bit of a nightmare. You've got a world-class Nat Metcalf sat on the bench. In what day and age is anyone putting Nat Metcalf on the bench? From a do-it-for-the-mums perspective as well, you think, come on, get her on. You know, she's incredible. To have that Sophie Fawns, Nat Metcalf, a Lois Pearson dilemma, I actually think it's really difficult, because they're not going to keep Nat if she stays on the bench, and we're not kind of using her to the best of her abilities. I think Loughborough are so structured. I just think they do the basics well. Are they going to beat Loughborough? I pray with everything I have, yes. Can I see it? I'm not 100% convinced.
And that's a really fair comment, you know. And Karen Gregg will be thinking, and she'll be looking. She does her homework. She knows the game inside out, and she'll have looked for those opportunities. But it doesn't necessarily mean, Hannah, that that can happen on the day, right?
No, anything can happen on the day, I guess. It all depends on the connections that are happening, I guess, on the day, which kind of depends on what the opposition's set up is like as well.
And finally, second half of the season, you love Manchester Thunder. What's the best thing about the team?
I'm a defender, so I love the defence. I just feel like they work so well together, and sure, they have some slip-ups in some matches, but I feel like they work that well together, it just almost covers it up, and they get so many turnovers no matter who they're playing, and that wins us the game most of the time.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much, ladies. You have been absolutely superb on Fanalysis. I've loved it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, I am back inside the arena here at Bellevue, and I have managed to find Danny Nixon and his daughter Olivia, who are with me on Fanalysis. Hiya.
Hello.
Lovely to speak to you. Hiya, Danny. How you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Now, Danny, I was so excited when you got in touch with me because you dropped me a message on Instagram, which, by the way, you can do too as well if you fancy chatting all things netball with me on the pod. I am Lindsay Chapman, presenter on there, or you can email hello at a-linemedia.co.uk. All the information in the show notes. But, Danny, you dropped me a little note on Instagram and said, you know what, I'd like to come and talk with you about Thunder, about netball on the podcast. Why did you do that?
I just enjoy coming. Obviously, it's a good time with my daughter, and the more we come over the years, we've really got into it, and I've enjoyed listening to the Thunder cast and thought I'd like a go on it myself.
Absolutely cracking stuff. Now, tell me, Olivia, how long have you been coming to the games?
It's been like 4 years, I think, yeah.
And what do you like about watching Thunder play?
I think the atmosphere is really good, because obviously you've got all the music and the chanting, so I think that's really good. And I just think the players are good as well.
Young people are getting their parents into this game. Is that how you found the game of netball, Danny?
It was, yeah. Olivia played herself, and we said, well, we'll go to a game, and then, yeah, took it from there, really. It's the first time I'd been watching live netball, and now I'm nearly watching it every week, so when the season's on.
You're 4 years in, Danny, and you've become, like, analytic watcher, haven't you, of the game? You absolutely love it. So who are you watching, and what have you seen from Thunder this season?
I think they've obviously been changes. Defensively, I like Josie Uckles, my favourite player, as Liv will tell you. But yeah, defensively was strong, but I think attacking-wise, we're starting to knit together a little bit now with the new players, Sophie and with Elna back. So yeah, I think going forward, if they can come together, I think we'll have a really good go towards the end of the year.
Absolutely. Right, final question to you both. The atmosphere here is amazing. Netball as a sport is amazing to watch. Why did you want to get your dad into it?
Obviously at the time when we started watching it, I played it and I was a really big fan of it, so I just thought it's good sport to watch. Yeah.
It definitely is. And now you're here, what's it like to experience a game and be part of the netball world?
No, it's a lot quicker live than I imagined it to be, but no, as Olivia said, the atmosphere is great, you know, it's sort of family orientated, and it's an entertaining sport.
Final word to Karen Gregg?
Good luck today and let's get that trophy won.
Well, absolutely brilliant to hear from everyone on Finalisys. They're so good, aren't they? And such a big part of the club, the fans. And so are the volunteers, without whom, let's face it, match days and, in fact, much of Thunder Life just wouldn't happen. So this time in Access All Areas, I wanted to understand what it's like to be a volunteer on game day. So I've come out into the foyer. There's lots going on, people coming in. The Next Gen game is on at the moment. And I have found myself, Julie Norton and Jules Rule, who are both volunteers with Manchester Thunder. First of all, hiya, Julie.
Hello.
Hello, brilliant to see you. And hiya, Jules.
Hiya.
Thank you so much for being on Thundercast. Now, Julie, I'm going to come to you first because, let's face it, you've got a walkie-talkie. You look like you mean business. So tell me about your responsibilities on game day. What do you have to do?
It's a little bit of everything. We all kind of muck in, from putting up gazebos to putting out barriers, helping the general public find the way around, cleaning, changing rooms if they're not quite tidy enough, etc. A bit of everything.
And how does it run on game day? Because it sort of goes from zero to hero, doesn't it? There's nobody here. And then this place gets absolutely swamped. How do you cope with it all?
We've got a great team. A lot of us have been here many years now. And we've usually, first game of the season is a little chaotic. And then we kind of learn from that as we go on. But yeah, we've got a few years under our belts now, so...
And I tell you what, I had to go outside to find you, Jules, because you were scanning the tickets. Yeah. Tell me about how you first got involved with volunteering for Manchester Thunder.
My daughter played for them at NPL, so that was 20 years ago.
Give her a shout out.
Georgia Rule.
Tell me your favourite thing about a game day. You know, when you're getting ready in the morning and you're sort of thinking, OK, it's a Thunder game, it's a home match. What do you look forward to?
Honestly, going home and watching it on replay. So when I get home, I get a coffee and or a wine and I chill and really enjoy the game then.
Oh, that sounds glorious. So yeah. You've done your work and then you can relax with it. Yeah. But I think, Julie, it feels like you can't really relax on the day because, like you say, you work as part of a bigger team, don't you? Yeah. And you work with Laura as well.
Yes. So Laura's generally here on match day. She is our official head volunteer. It's just really helping everybody have a great event, have a great experience. You know, if there's a general public that needs something, then we'll try and make that happen for them. If it's a player's signature, if it's a quick selfie, whatever it may be, we're just trying to make the game day great for our fans.
And how did you get involved?
So, Alice, as we all know, Nutty Alice, my daughter used to play netball for her, and Alice has been here many years. Alice introduced myself, my husband, my older daughter now volunteers here as well, so it's a little bit of a family affair going on.
Tell me about this Alice.
Alice, we all know Alice. Alice the cleaning lady, Alice the, I don't know, I think we'll all have heard her, we'll have seen her on the drums, we'll certainly have heard her chanting. She's amazing.
I know who you mean. And I think as well, you mentioned there, we've got to talk about this, ladies, because there's a celebrity that you work with, and it is the mop. The mop gets a huge jeer every time it comes out. Who decides who gets to do the mopping on each day?
So I think it's more a case of who actually we forced to do it. So the rest of us kind of hide from it. Alice loves the mop. Linny, our physio, I think she would prefer somebody else to do it, but Linny tends to get it quite a bit as well.
It's so funny to me. You know, these massive players and then the mop, it seems to happen every time. Seriously though, these jobs are important, aren't they? Because it is about the safety of the event and having a good time, and also the athletes.
Yeah, well, the setup starts at 8 a.m. We all get here, the majority, for 12, and we do all the jobs that need doing, chuck a duck, setting the barriers up, doing the change rooms, which you said. And then once we're live, you've still got hundreds, almost 1,000 people in and out monitoring. We have to make sure the benches are clear for getting players in and off. So, it's full on, and it's full on until when everybody goes and all the signatures are done, we then clean up. So we put away everything we got out in the morning. So we're lucky to get away for about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Wow, so it's a long day for you,
oh,
isn't
yeah,
it? And I think it's fair to say as well that the game days couldn't happen without the volunteers. It's so important.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we've always been very loud and proud at Thunder, and we definitely like to bring the atmosphere home and away. I think, you know, we're an essential part of the team. And I think Karen and the players recognise us for that as well, which is lovely.
I think one of my big questions is, you know, what is your standout memory from volunteering and from doing this? And I just wonder if you ever feel like you've really impacted the game, you know, if they've been down and you've gone right.
So, yeah, for me, I think there's a few standout moments. So, Going to the finals on the fun bus is always amazing. Always amazing. Being at the finals at the Copper Box when we've won it, I think we definitely helped our team, you know, when we've had to turn it round and turn around a big deficit and we brought the noise and the drums. We've got into trouble a few times for the drums and the tambourines and the maracas and whatever else we take with us. But yeah, that definitely final at the Copper Box, amazing.
Yeah, and that starts at the motorway services.
Yeah.
We have dance-offs. We run in, and we were late once. We broke down, had to get a replacement, and we got there for the first centre path, and we were really loud coming in. Everyone knew we'd arrived, so...
I think that's something that sets Thunder apart as well, and that's historic, isn't it? You know, the opposition often come and say, it's so loud at the Thunderdome, and it's part of that winning tactic that you've got.
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt. I think that, you know, other clubs try to emulate us these days, so we need to bring it up a level, and, you know, we need to make sure that we stay top spot.
Last question then. If you were saying to someone, you know, who might be thinking about volunteering and getting involved, what would you say to encourage them to do it?
Well, if you love netball, you would love doing this. You do get access to the coaches, the players, the managers, everything, and this crew. So it's a real family, but you have to acknowledge it's hard work, it's free. But we do get the odd night out, and we certainly get Christmas nights out, and we get the fun bus, and they say, if you love netball, then you'll love this.
Without a doubt. You know, many of us have been here for many, many years. Our families are involved, and we're you know, home and away every year. We just can't give it up. We love it.
Well, look, you're definitely faces that I recognise from game day. It's been brilliant to talk to you. The walkie-talkie is going. Julie, you've got to get back out there. Get back onto court. And you've got to get scanning, Jules. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Lindsay. It was great.
And thank you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for speaking to us today.
Well, brilliant to hear from Julie and Jules there. Time, though, to get back to the game. And the atmosphere is really building as I head back into the arena. It's time for me to head over to commentary. So I have decided to send out producer Ed into the crowd because we know how important the crowd are, the role they play in the game. And we get lots of groups in. There's some netball clubs in tonight as well. So hiya, Ed.
Hey, hi, Lindsay. How are you doing? Thank you very much for letting me loose on the crowd. So I'm really forward to speaking to people.
Look, Ed, last time you did this, you managed to interview Usain Bolt at the game last year against Forest. So, you know, let's see who you find in the crowd. Apparently, there are quite a lot of young netball fans, so best of luck finding them.
Thank you very much. I will just head towards the noise. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Michelle.
Zoe.
Helen.
Hey, guys. How are you feeling about the season, Michelle?
I'm enjoying it, really enjoying it. I love the team of who it is, like Ellie Cardwell, Sophie. I just love it.
It's been a pretty good start to the season. How are you feeling about the second half?
I just think that they'll get better and better. I really do think they'll gel and just become unstoppable.
And what's your favourite thing about coming to Manchester Thunder?
Female sport and watching how excited the audience gets and the opportunities that there are for people now that just weren't there a few years ago. It's really inspiring to see.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's brilliant. Hello. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Debbie. I am a Thunder fan.
I'm Lucy. I play on the under-12 pathway.
Brilliant. What position do you play?
Goal shooter, goal attack.
Okay, so who are you going to be looking at today in the match?
Sophie Fawns and Eleanor Cardwell.
What do you love about coming to Manchester Thunder?
There's just so much going on and it's just like a really good place to come and watch netball.
And about how about yourself?
I just think it's really inspirational for the young ones to see their role models. I think how they get to meet the players after the games, I think that's an amazing feature. It's such a good vibe. It's always a good atmosphere at Thunder and we just love netball.
And do you think you'd be able to survive a Karen Gregg training schedule?
Well, I hope so.
You've met Karen Gregg anyway.
Yeah, I have.
And what was Karen like?
She was nice, but we had to run laps around the rugby fields.
That sounds like very, very much like Karen Gregg. Thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoy the game.
You too.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Maura. I am one of the Thunder Pathway coaches for the under-11s.
Fantastic. So Thunder Pathway is a massive part of the setup of Manchester Thunder and kind of the legacy of some of the players, and a lot of the players have come through that. Why do you think it's so important?
I think it's really important for children that come from social clubs whereby they can experience performance level netball and that be recognised, especially in a culture where not everybody gets a balloon or everybody's a winner. I think it's really important that there is a differentiate between winning and losing, and you can, it is okay to be the best at something that you aspire to be, and that's something I think that Manchester Thunder adopts and foster really well.
What's it like watching as a fan? Do you watch technically? Are you sort of always analysing what they're doing?
I would like to say no, but as a coach you're always looking at things that can be done better and room for improvement. I do try and come and just enjoy the game and enjoy being here because I come with my daughter, and I do try to just enjoy it as a fan, but it's really difficult when you know netball and you know it as well as some of us as coaches do. It's really difficult to just be a fan. So I would like to say I'm just sitting here watching, but I'm probably not. I'm probably analysing as well while I sat down.
Well, I hope you get to relax a little bit today. Enjoy the game. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so I found two more brilliant people here. Could you introduce yourselves?
Rebecca.
Grace.
Hi, Rebecca and Grace. So how often do you come to watch Manchester Thunder?
We try to come most weeks, but we always make sure we get the big games and the finals and things like that.
And do you play netball yourself?
I do. I play for Northwest Panthers.
And what position do you play in?
Goal defence and goalkeeper.
And do you find watching the game does help you with your game?
Yeah. I think there's lots of cool like tricks and skills I can take back and put in my games to make it better.
And it's something you guys do together then?
Yes, yeah, we do quite a lot of netball together. Grace has got three brothers, so we're a busy family, but it's nice that I get to spend some time just me and Grace.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi, I'm Fraser.
Hey guys, how are you enjoying the match so far?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, do you guys play netball?
Yeah.
Okay, what positions do you guys play?
Goal attack. Wing defence.
Goal shooter, goal.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. We've been to a few games now. Do the Thunder camps, the training as well. I've got into it through them. Yeah, it's a great experience here.
Yeah, you're obviously kind of coming as a family and stuff, so what's it like to kind of come as a family and watch the netball?
Do you know what? It's brilliant. You know, it's an exciting game to watch. The atmosphere is great. Facilities are brilliant as well. It's so accessible, you know, the access you get to the players. They had photos before the game as well. Yeah, we love it.
Enjoy the rest of the game, guys. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Ed, for your time out and about. I know that that man absolutely loves the atmosphere, the vibe here at Bellevue. Brilliant to hear you talking to so many different people. And I should say there are lots of group bookings in the stadium today. St. Helen Bees were here, 140 of them, can you believe it? And also Salford Active Communities, Salford Storm were here as well. So shout out to both of them. And if you are traveling with your family, friends, a netball club or whatever the group is, you know, your school friends, if you have a group of 10 or more, make sure that you take advantage of our group ticket discount. You can save 20%. Yes, that's right, 20% on ticket prices as a group booking. If you haven't already, head over to the website, get your tickets for the big arena games this year. Saturday the 9th of May is the double header at the M&S Bank Arena in Liverpool. Dragons play Rhinos at 3:30, then Thunder face Pulse at 6 o'clock. And on Saturday the 30th of May, in the last round of the regular season, AO Thunder play Loughborough Lightning at the National Cycling Centre in Manchester, the Velodrome. That one is going to have our heads in a spin, and not just because of the cycle track. See what I did there? It would be fabulous to see you there. Well, it's the final whistle of the podcast and also the final whistle of the match. It's been brilliant to hear from everyone today, but the final word goes to my co-commentator from today's game on Sky. She's an AO Manchester Thunder legend. It is Kerry Almond. Kerry, why should people come and watch Thunder live, and what do you think the chances are of the team in 2026?
Oh, they should come and watch a game because it's fast, it's fierce, it's just so physical out there. There's bodies flying everywhere, it's so quick. And to be honest, we should be supporting women's sport. We want to get more women's sport on there. So get yourself down, support women's sport, get out there. If you can't get to a game, watch it on the telly, watch it on YouTube, wherever it's on, but just support our women in their sport. How are Thunder going to do this year? Number one, champions.
There you go, you heard it. That is the word, champions. It's where we want to be at the end of the season. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, by the way, the final is, of course, in Manchester at the Co-op Live. So who wouldn't want to come to that? Get your tickets now for those arena games as well. I am off to go and lie down after commentary with Kerry because we are tired. We're going to eat a whole load of sugary sweets. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you next time. Thundercast was written and presented by me, Lindsay Chapman, and produced by Ed Heaton. It's an Aligned Media production for AO Manchester Thunder.